I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, May 8th. Well, Old Colony Elder Services is taking over South Shore Elder Services of Braintree. Beginning June 1st, Old Colony will take over providing services to the 11 communities, including Quincy, that have been served by South Shore Elder Services since 1978. Old Colony will also continue to provide services to its original 23 communities in the greater Brockton and Plymouth area, meaning they'll now serve a total of 34 communities. The takeover will be completed by July 1st. South Shore Elder Services is facing a $1.3 million budget shortfall, leading to over 50 layoffs. Beginning June 1st, Old Colony Elder Services will be responsible for all new referrals in the expanded area, as well as its existing services. Clients of South Shore Elder Services may see new caseworkers once the transition is complete. Fidelity is cutting about 800 jobs, or roughly 1% of its global workforce, in a reorganization of its technology and product delivery teams. A spokesperson for the Boston-based financial services giant stressed that the job eliminations were not a result of cost-cutting or overall headcount reductions, but rather were about the company moving to a new tech development and product delivery model. Well, a day after signaling that they wanted to see an end to the bitter back and forth, justices on the Supreme Court yesterday gave Attorney General Andrea Campbell 30 days to decide whether she'll represent Auditor Diana DeSoglio in her attempt to sue the legislature. In an order issued after 5 o'clock yesterday, the court said Campbell shall make a final determination as to the auditor's request for representation within 30 days as it relates to DeSoglio's pursuit of claims against the legislature for alleged failure to respond to four specific requests outlined in a January 2025 memo. Campbell's office said that it would expeditiously comply with the court's order. The court's order last night requires Campbell by June 6th to file a status report regarding her decision, including a brief statement without argument regarding whether the Attorney General continues to seek a ruling on the motion to strike that is pending before the court. Although Campbell's office has been representing House Speaker Ron Mariano, Senate President Karen Spilka, and the House and Senate clerks, as her office fought to strike DeSoglio's suit against them, it said in court on Wednesday that it reiterated yesterday that it will now evaluate whether outside counsel is appropriate for either or both sides in the legislative audit disputes. The state says it is legal for Massachusetts businesses to round prices up or down to deal with a shortage of pennies. In guidance issued this week, the State Department of Revenue says businesses can round the final total price of a cash transaction up or down to a whole number. Businesses cannot round up or down on individual items within a transaction, and businesses must calculate the sales tax based on the exact purchase price, even if the final cash total is rounded up or down. Quincy State Representative Tacky Chan has filed a bill that would set a standard of rounding rules for cash transactions across the state. The bill remains in his committee. The U.S. Treasury stopped minting new pennies last year after determining it cost almost 4 cents to make one penny. Quincy residents are being offered the opportunity to serve as welcome ambassadors or historic tour guides this year. City's looking for volunteers who'd like to be trained on how to welcome visitors to the city or conduct tours of the city's historic sites. Participants can choose if they want to serve as heritage ambassadors to welcome visitors or be a historic tour guide and then lead visitors around the city's historic locations. The program will offer a free 4-hour training program, and participants will receive a certificate from the city upon completion. The applications are due by May 18th by calling Quincy Public Historian Bob Damon at 617-548-2923. or sending an email to rdamon@quincyma.gov. A lottery was held in Massachusetts yesterday, but the prize was not cash. It was a low number MA250 commemorative blue license plate. It is the most popular specialty plate in Massachusetts, with MassDOT saying nearly 80,000 people have one. A fraction of that figure will now be getting a coveted low number plate. A total of 48,457 residents entered the 250th anniversary low number plate lottery. People had a chance to land plates 1 through 999 and the 1776 plate. MassDOT posted the winners online, with each of the numbers coming with a piece of state lore. Winners now have until August 28th to come forward. It will cost $40 every 2 years for the plate. People can also turn down the offer if they don't like the number they won. The complete list of winners and alternate winners was posted on the RMV's website. Volunteers are needed to help place flags on veterans' graves at Mount Wollaston Cemetery and Pine Hill Cemetery in Quincy today from 3 to 6 p.m. Call Quincy Veteran Services Director Christine Cugini at 617-376-1193 for more information. Dove Domestic Violence Ended in Quincy will hold their annual Let's Dance fundraiser tonight from 6 to 10 p.m. at Granite Links in Quincy. Visit dovema.org/Let's Dance for more information. Quincy Firefighters Local 792 will hold their Night of Bowling fundraiser to benefit the Alzheimer's Fund on Saturday from 6:30 to 10 p.m. at O'Lindy's Bowling Alley on Quincy Avenue. The event will include music, raffles, and snacks. Tickets will be available at the door. The 5th Annual Quincy Multicultural Festival will be held Saturday from noon to 3 at Faxon Park. The event will include live performances, cultural tables, food, family activities, and local vendors. In the event of rain, the festival will be held at North Quincy High School. Visit culturekind.org for more information. The Quincy Department of Natural Resources Environmental Treasures Program presents a spring stroll along the Salt Marsh Trail. The event will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. through Black's Creek. Email sowen@quincyma.gov to register and for more information. A public memorial service will be held for former Quincy Mayor James Sheets on Saturday at 10 a.m. in the Richardson Room of the Thomas Crane Library in Quincy Center. Sheets died in January at the age of 90 in his home state of Pennsylvania. He served as mayor from 1990 to 2002 and also served as a city councilor and state representative. Sheets went on to serve as an instructor at Quincy College and Eastern Nazarene College. The service is open to the public. A check of business news this morning, and stocks retreated. The Dow down 313, the NASDAQ dropped 32, and the S&P fell 28. Asian stocks were also down. The dollar fell. The euro was up. Oil at $100 a barrel. In sports, Tampa Bay beat the Red Sox 8-4 last night. Series continues at Fenway tonight at 7:10. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly cloudy with a high of 62. For tonight, cloudy and chilly with a low 38. Tomorrow, rain off and on throughout the day at a high of 58. Sunday, some scattered showers, high 72, and more rain on Monday, the high of 55. The boater waves 1 to 2 feet, west winds 5 to 10 knots with gusts to 20, high tide 4:58 p.m. Sunrise 5:29, sets at 7:50. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, May 8th.